Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to talk about staying motivated under adverse conditions at work. We'll start with a question from someone who's having a hard time staying motivated because her company may be laying people off in the new year. Mm-hmm. During the second part of our podcast, we'll discuss how managers can keep their staff motivated when there are pending layoffs, no promotions, and hiring freezes.
Yeah, this is such a relevant topic for so many companies. How do employees stay engaged at work when their immediate future looks bleak? I hope people will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question today?
I work for a large organization, and we have already had one round of layoffs due to the pandemic. There's a hiring freeze, and there are rumors now of another layoff coming, probably in the new year. Because I'm not sure whether I will be among the people laid off next, I'm having a hard time staying motivated. What should I do?
I mean, I think that's natural. Yeah. I would feel the same way, you know. But remember, you know, in order to get a good job, your next good job, you're going to want a good reference.
Yeah.
Right.
So you don't want to burn any bridges, and you don't want to treat your job as if, you know, it's chopped liver. So make sure, I'm going to call it your legacy, that the time you have there, you're still building relationships and your reputation as a good worker.
Yeah.
Right. Or maybe even an excellent worker. So I know it's frustrating, and you should be cleaning up the resume, updating your resume, and start looking. Mm-hmm. You're going to need references.
Yes. Yeah, so I'll talk about the internal natural landscape of these times, which is you're dealing with uncertainty. Your mind is going to have a hard time focusing because the brain goes to more catastrophic thinking and bracing itself for survival. Mm-hmm. That said, I think in preparation for being able to do these very important things that Kathy's talking about, you have to do some version of what we would call unhooking. So you're going to have to do things to move your energy, to get your motivation up, to stay in the present moment rather than running to the horrible thing that's coming. That's very hard. Mm-hmm. But I think if you focus, and I love that idea of it's actually focusing on your legacy and taking pride in whatever you're doing over the next few weeks, that no matter what happens, you'll be in a better place to shift.
Yeah, also remember there are jobs available. There's actually a lot of work available. Right. So the possibilities of you getting a job are probably strong. Mm-hmm. But, you know, who knows? You may not be on the chopping block if you show up as somebody who's a great worker over the next couple of weeks while other people are unmotivated.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, I always think layoffs are an opportunity for companies to get rid of the weakest links, the people that they really want to get rid of.
Right.
Not necessarily the best workers.
Right.
So you don't really know till you know, that you're about to lose your job. So, you know, now is the time to raise money if you could, you know, get a grant if that's the thing you could do, or just make, good relationships with people in important positions, bring in, if there's anything, you know, you can bring in or maybe complete an important project, just look good.
Yeah. Well, I think also what's interesting about layoffs from the employee's point of view is it's an opportunity to look at the health of your organization, right? Because it may be that you're in an industry that's in jeopardy right now, but the company itself is fairly strong, or the organization itself is fairly strong, or it may be the opposite, that the company is having layoffs in part because mismanagement has been going on for a while, and now under duress, it's coming to, you know, the consequences are coming to fruition. So I think part of it, because there's a tendency to maybe take it personally, like I'm not appreciated, or I'm not seen, or I haven't been valued here, that it could help to really look and see what is the overall condition of my industry, what's the overall condition of my company, so that I can prepare myself, again, to do the best work possible and shift gears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, also remember that if you're laid off, it's usually a good reason to be looking for a job. People don't hold that against you.
Right.
It's not, you weren't fired, you weren't, you know, let go for disciplinary action. Mm-hmm. Your company hit hard times, mm-hmm. and you're not alone.
Right. And everyone
especially
knows
now
it.
In yeah. circumstances.
Yeah.
Right. So, in fact, I have a client who's looking to hire people, and one company in her industry was not doing well, and all of the resumes came from this one company
yeah.
because they were all let go, and she was thrilled
yeah.
because
yeah.
she knew they were trained well and couldn't wait to start interviewing them. So, you know, it's not about you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not about you, and get busy. Prepare for the best next thing.
So let's look at it from the other side. We always like to do that. If you're a manager, how do you keep your staff motivated when there are pending layoffs, no promotions, and a hiring freeze? I mean, you may have staff that are overworked, but you can't hire anyone to help them.
Yeah,
that's right.
How do you help them? They're overwhelmed. And, you know, maybe you had just promoted somebody, but then no promotions are going through.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that all this is indefinite, but it's what's happening today.
Yeah.
So how do you motivate your staff? It's a tough position. How
it
do you
is.
Keep yourself motivated also?
Well, and I was also thinking, Kathy, we've in the days of pre-pandemic, we'd often talk about things you could do on site, you know, that mm-hmm. at least show your thoughtfulness, like bringing in lunch or giving
right.
people special time off or whatever the case may be. And so you don't have those mm-hmm. things to offer. So,
right. So, you know, a lot of my clients talk to me about this. They, you know, they're not really sure what to do because they want to be empathetic, and they've been empathetic. People have kids at home that they're homeschooling.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe their spouse or their partner lost their job. You know, they're just having trouble making ends meet. I mean, people are stressed. People
yeah.
are very, very stressed right now. And on top of it, having this fear of maybe losing your job. So how do you keep them motivated?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think keeping the empathy is still a good thing, understanding
yeah.
people's circumstances,
yeah.
but also remind them that they're lucky to have a job
uh-huh.
and that they are still getting an income, and that
mm-hmm.
that there's work that has to be done. So
right.
it's always good to remind people to say, look, I can relieve you of that project. We can delay this,
mm-hmm.
but I need this. Can you have it by today? Like keeping people accountable
yeah.
actually helps them.
It's
and,
true.
Yeah, I think people, when they have something to do, they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's when they have not enough to do that they can't get
yeah,
motivated.
I like that.
That's right.
So that's interesting, because I think in a way you're saying that as a manager, you want to become more active, more proactive in terms of laying out your expectations, setting deadlines, and kind of giving them something to work towards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, not in a mean way,
mm-hmm.
but in let's get this job done, you know, and,
yeah.
you know, aren't we lucky to be having this job? And so let's produce.
Right.
So you have to kind of be a cheerleader. You know, if you, I was a cheerleader in high school. How about you, Catherine? Were you a cheerleader?
I am a cheerleader still, I think.
It was one of my favorite things to do was being a cheerleader. We had the worst basketball team yet.
But yet you still had to motivate them, right? And cheer them on, even though they were terrible.
I could probably do the routine right now without my pom-poms. But anyway, so if you weren't, if, you know, you have to kind of adapt that attitude. And
yeah.
I do have some managers that don't naturally have,
that's right,
you know, a cheerleader behavior, in, you know, they just don't behave that way. But now is the time to really be supportive,
mm-hmm.
but push people.
So you're, that's interesting, because that means that the manager also has to adjust their internal attitude.
Yeah. They have to listen a little more than they would like,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
to people's woes.
But I think they also have to be positive, you're saying,
yes,
in their outlook.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they have to take out the pom-poms. Yeah, they have to say, I know it's probably pretty stupid, but you have to stay positive, and you have to let them know that, you know, we've got work to do. We have work to do, and it's our responsibility, and let's just produce. Yeah. Let's just do it. You'll feel better. I think when people are productive, they do feel better. And then acknowledge them, please.
Yeah.
Be sure to thank people and acknowledge them for the hard work, because it's harder than you think because they're not motivated.
Yeah.
And they don't feel good. Mm.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting because I'm thinking about as a cheerleader or coach or whatever, you know, role you want to take as a boss, even letting people know, like, you're better than this. Like, I've seen your performance and you're such a capable person, and mm-hmm. I really want to see that back again. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How can we get that going? You know, how can you feel motivated to do the stellar work you've done in the past?
Yeah, maybe partner people if that is what's supportive. Mm-hmm. Maybe switch projects up if somebody's stuck. And, you know, like try to come up with some creative ways that people feel good about mm-hmm. the work that they're getting done. Mm-hmm. I know I'm asking a lot of a manager, but these are tough times. Mm-hmm. And if your company is going through a tough time, they're not going to be in the best frame of mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you should probably be filling up your resume with current what you're currently doing.
Well, I was gonna say, I think you probably also need support if you're a manager under those circumstances, right? Because mm-hmm. I know actually I spoke with a fellow who was given this plum management position with the idea of building his department, and since he's come on, he's had to fire 23 of 60 employees.
Wow.
So it's sad. Not the job he signed on for, right? And he feels horrible about it. But he needs support as well, as one would mm-hmm. in having to stay positive, but also be the one who delivers tough news.
That's terrible.
News. Yeah.
To get hired and then be a hitman.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's right.
How does he stay motivated?
He stays focused on what they can do. And actually, mm-hmm. he's gotten really good at bringing new accounts in because he realizes that's how
he'll keep jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You have to, that's one of the things you have to think about is like what each individual, what's going to make me valuable here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, what do I need to do to be essential to this company?
Right.
Yeah, so not the cheeriest podcast, but that's it for this podcast. If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, we'd love to hear from you. Tweet us at AskK2, but also follow us on Instagram at MyCrazyOffice.
Yes, and if you want to receive our weekly podcast email, text us at 228-28 and type in MyCrazyOffice. That's all one word, MyCrazyOffice at 228-28.
Finally, don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.